Hey, what's up, my GLT listeners? It's your host, Taylor Marie, back with another episode of Girls Love Talk Podcast. Thank you always for listening and tuning in. Make sure that y'all are telling others about this podcast so that I can keep it going. You guys always make me feel good when you are giving feedback and responses to some of the things that you hear me talk about. So, before we get started, we're going to go ahead and hear a word from this sponsor. All right, ladies. How y'all doing? I hope everything is going great out there. Hopefully, it's a good week and y'all having some good weather wherever you at. Thank you for listening, whether it's morning, nighttime, noontime, wherever you at. I appreciate you always for listening in. You guys are able to listen in from many different apps. I want to say many, but you know, it's a couple of them. You know, your girl ain't all, she ain't everywhere yet, but eventually. But anyway, thank y'all for tuning in. And today I wanted to talk about unpopular opinions, some of the unpopular opinions that I have that might make people feel like, you know what I mean, I ain't really feeling her, or, you know, shit, I'm finna cuss this bitch out, or who she thinks she is, or you just might not agree with. And that's just what it is. I don't care. Y'all gonna have to sue me, take me to court about it, all right? So I just wanted to do that because my best friend, she's actually the one who inspired this, because she brought it up, and I thought that was, like, I was like, oh, you know what? I should do that. And we watched some YouTube videos where people was giving their unpopular opinions, and they were actually hilarious to me. And so I was just like, yeah, I think that's necessary. Now, for me, I got too many damn unpopular opinions. That's what I found out when I was, pretty much brainstorming. And so I'm like, you know what? Nah, let me just downsize this. Let me go ahead and categorize this and just pick one specific, subject. And so, of course, since this is Girls Love Talk, I thought what better than to list my unpopular opinions, the female edition. All right, all things female and what we deal with, what we like, don't like. And so one of my unpopular opinions for females is that makeup, doing your makeup is hard as fuck, okay? I feel like it's hard as hell. Now, it really do depend. Now, it's just so many different looks you can do, but I feel like if you're trying to just do like a basic, you know, nice little light foundation look, you know, to look like you got perfect skin, something like that, cool. But when your ass is trying not to look basic, you trying to look like, you know, bad bitch status, you know, you going out, you going somewhere, or you just want that look, all right? Y'all know what I mean by that look, just like that damn, Gina, you know, you want that. That shit is hard, okay? You got to know the highlight, the contour, the fucking, I can't even name all the goddamn names, but it's just so much to it. And so, I don't know, but my best friend, she's really good at it. She's definitely tried to show me, and she actually did. It's a lot of stuff I still do remember, okay, girl? I ain't forget all of it, but I do be having my times where I be like, oh, shit, I forgot to put on the primer, or damn, I didn't spray my face with the little finishing spray. So, I don't know, maybe that's just me, but to me, it's just be like, yeah, sometimes this shit just be a little too much. So, that's my unpopular opinion on makeup. Another unpopular opinion that I have when it comes to being a female is that Fashion Nova is basic, okay? I don't know, and I think a lot of people are starting to catch on to this. But yeah, it's basic, and it's always been. I think they're as big as they are is because they're really good at their marketing and their promoting and who they use for their promoting and how they reach out to people and how they cutting all these, you know, influencers and celebrities. They cutting them checks just to fucking promote their shit all day. I know y'all know. That shit is everywhere. You see it all over Instagram. Oh my gosh. All over Instagram. Do I see it on Facebook? I see it on Facebook too, but yeah, it's heavy on Instagram. Like they everywhere. You'll see the ads all over the place, and it seems like damn near everybody is an ambassador. And I just think that's super smart. Obviously it still makes them money, keep them, you know, rolling in the dough, but I feel like they're basic because, I mean, the shit that they have on there is really things that you can find anywhere. Like, they don't have, and you never know what the company, what their main goal is or what their whole objective is or whatnot, but I just feel like if you're looking for things that are, like, super unique or anything like that, they're not that type of boutique. Like, everything is pretty much the same. It just come in different sizes and different colors. Okay, so if you're looking for something like that, I just don't feel like you'll find it on there. But that's my unpopular opinion. I don't care who got something to say. Who got something to say? Because Fashion Nova is basic. Now, don't get me wrong. That don't mean that I don't deal with them. Because, hell, you know, when they send them alerts and they talk about 75% off and all of that, hell, yeah. You know, I go to fill up my cart and look at some things. But I just feel like I don't feel like they all that. And that's, I mean, I don't even think that's an opinion. I think that's a fact. But it is what it is on that. Another unpopular opinion when it comes to being female. I feel like the majority of high heels, like heels, are not fucking made right. I don't care how cute they is. Like, them Louboutins and Louboutins or whatever y'all want to call them. I know people all call them Lubes, Red Bottoms, whatever you will. That, I don't own a pair, you know, I'm regular, degular, smegler, but if I did, I'm not even sure if I could walk in them, because the shit you gotta look at them and tell that those are just not for just everybody, and I feel like it's like that with the majority of heels. Like, it's really hard to find, I don't know, it's really hard to find a good pair of heels that you know you can be in all night or all, you know, while you're out, so... I mean, I'm not against heels. I love wearing them, but it's very hard to find a pair that's really, you know, that you really can rock like that. So, I don't know. Another unpopular opinion I have is that, okay, we like to knock, and I say we because I'm talking about women, we like to knock each other for wearing the weaves and wearing the wigs and things, but wearing your natural hair is not easy either, because, like, it's not necessarily that somebody's wearing it because they so ashamed of their real hair, but dealing with natural hair when you're a black woman is not easy, and I just really feel like y'all need to stop trying to shame, you know, your fellow black sisters for not, you know, for not always wearing they natural curls or froze or whatnot, because damn it, that shit ain't easy either. All right, y'all know y'all be getting frustrated too, the blowouts and twist outs, and it's still a lot of maintenance regardless. And another unpopular opinion I wanted to add to that is that wigs. Yes, sis. I know that they in. I know that, you know, all these celebrities wear them and they be looking so good and things like that. But I gotta say, if you're gonna wear them, you need to understand that shit is not going to look like just, oh my God, just so goddamn flawless. It's always going to be like, I feel like it's just always going to be something to it that kind of, you know, don't look as, you know, as natural as you would like it to work. It's always going to be something. Now, unless you go into somebody who's just that damn good. I know they say, Arrogant Tay, I know they say that he's like the master of the frontals. Yeah, but I mean, I haven't seen him in person, so I don't know. I'm not doubting him, though. I love his work. But like I said, I feel like a lot of wigs, it's just kind of like, you just can't expect it to look just 1,000% like your shit. So I'm just saying that to the people who never wore them before, you know, because you just don't want to, I mean, I feel like some people are giving off them false realities of wearing them. And then the braided ones, baby, no. I don't care. Them was definitely, it's not it to me. I don't care what you say. A lot of them just don't look natural at all to me. And I get it. You know, it's kind of like, hey, let's be creative. Why not? I mean, we're making all these wigs, long hair, short hair, this, that. You know, you might as well. But some of them just don't look right and ain't gonna never look right. All right. So it is what it is. You don't like what I had to say about that? I don't know why you're getting offended, because I'm not knocking you for wearing them. I'm not. I love weaving. I like, you know, I appreciate natural hair too. But like I said, natural hair is not the easiest to deal with, and neither is them goddamn wigs. A lot of y'all are caking up glue on your damn forehead, or can't get the skin part to match up, or didn't cut it right, and it's just too much. The hair is too goddamn much sometimes. Sometimes I'd be ready to just be completely bald, but I don't think I would ever. I don't think I would ever. I just recently cut my hair too, so I'm rocking a short cut, and it does feel good. But I'm joking, y'all. I could not. Much love to the sisters who can just rock the milk dub, but I can't. Can't do it. So another unpopular opinion, all right, is when it comes to dating the street dudes, or you know, just talking to a street dude. Now, yes, I am married. I am in a relationship, of course. But growing up, yeah, it's always, I don't know what it's been. It's just always been that thing of where, like, you know, all the girls like the tough guys. They like the, you know, hardcore. They got the attitudes a little bit, but they nice to you. And I don't know, it's just stuff like that. It just turn you on, like the little gangster shit and all that. But baby, I am not with the shits, okay? I found that out, you know, a long time ago. I am not with it. I like the streetness, okay? You grew up in the hood, stuff like that. I just feel like, we can relate, we can click, you know. It's just something different about that. But I'm not for them niggas who, excuse my language, I try not to use the N-word, honestly, because I just feel like, like I said, at times it's just kind of like, I don't know. Anyway, I just feel like certain dudes just be a little too goddamn hardcore, and that's when you really find out if you about that life or not. Okay, so I'm not for the dudes who be on these high speed chases, or not even necessarily a chase, like they're just driving like they so damn used to being on a high speed chase, you know, riding around with the guns or making them little dope stops and shit like that. That my ass, I didn't been in a car before with a dude, you know, doing all that. I was terrified, okay? I was fucking terrified. So that's when I found out, like, yeah, you know what? I like guys with street in them, but you can't be, like, too hardcore, motherfucking rough, I'm ready to die at any given moment type dude, because that shit would make me feel uncomfortable, okay? So I'm about that life, but not really, okay? I'm fake about that life when it comes to that. What's another unpopular opinion that I had when it comes to being female? I definitely feel like, oh my gosh, this is another unpopular opinion I have, and I feel like it's kind of damn near not an unpopular opinion, because when I talk to people about it, they agree with it too. When I talk to other females about it, is I fucking hate when us women get our bodies done, and then we choose to go ahead and do the workout videos and little fitness tips and shit. I notice, please notice, I did not knock the female for getting the surgery. I'm not knocking you for that. There's nothing wrong with that. You do what the fuck you want to do, okay? If you got the money to, and you doing it the safe way, you going to a real doctor, not letting nobody put no damn industrial fluid or crap in your body, cool. I'm not even talking about the surgery part. I'm talking about the fact that your ass think that you Flo-Jo after you ain't done no workouts. You ain't do that to get that body. So it's kind of like, don't do that. Yeah, you can do it. You can. Of course, you can do what you want. But I just feel like that's the shit. That's the type of shit that just irked me. Because it's like, no, bitch, you sitting over here with a, you know what I mean? Like, you ain't have to do no hard work to get your body. So don't try to tell me, oh, well, if you do this many crunches, and you do this and you do that, and you eat like this is that, oh, you know, you can get like this. No, the fuck I can't, bitch. And if I can't, I probably can, but it's gonna take some time, okay? And I just feel like you can't be the advocate for that. You can't be the spokesperson for that, okay? No offense. Love your body. Enjoy it. Do what you want. If you want to show it off, flaunt it, all that. But don't be trying to act like you some damn fitness instructor after you know damn well that you ain't never went to a gym in your whole goddamn life. That's just not, that's what you're not gonna do, sis. Like, because I'm not gonna rock with it. You know, some of them other, I just feel like I don't like any type of false advertisement. Another unpopular opinion that I have, I'll say, is that social media is definitely making women change their thoughts about themselves, like, to more so, like, negative thoughts. Now, a lot of people I say that it's an unpopular opinion, because a lot of people will feel like, well, you know, social media don't got nothing to do with that. Yes, the hell it do. Everywhere you turn, we are being told what we supposed, women, y'all know this. Y'all better back me up on this. Everywhere we turn, everywhere we look on social media, it's kind of like we're being told how we need to look. And it's like, and it's always one specific look. And y'all know exactly the look I'm talking about. The big ass, nice, perky, sitting up titties, and flat stomach. Every time. I mean, social media is starting to make people feel like, okay, I am just not good enough. And people are really starting to feel like everybody got to look the goddamn same. No, we are not made, everybody ain't made the same. Like, you don't like something, of course, work on it, do what you're going to do. You're going to go get surgery, whatever. But do not, I do feel like a lot of women are just starting to give in into the, hey, I have to look like that. This girl right here, she able to wear this, she able to wear that, she looks like this, this is what's getting her all these likes. Like, y'all just, social media definitely has a huge influence on how women are starting to feel about themselves. You do not see that many people who are just like average bodied, who are just like, you know what I mean? I'm loving it. Who just embracing what they have. Like, more so people, women are just kind of being like, oh, it's something that I need to change. I need to go get my teeth done. I need to go get my nose done. I need to do X, Y, Z, all these different things just for me to be able to even take a goddamn picture. Like, we be so hard on ourselves. And I really think it's because of that. Like I said, if you on social media a lot, then of course, yeah, that's all you see. So you end up trying to imitate what it is that you see. Another unpopular opinion, and I think this is probably the biggest one, and I know it's probably some people who gonna definitely be like, who is this chick? I can't stand her. What is she talking about? She don't know what she's talking about, because I know how hard y'all go when it comes to this, what I'm about to say. Nicki Minaj is very, I'll say she just seems very childish, or very just like super egotistical, if that's even a word. I don't know why I feel like that just sounds like it's not a word. But anyway, y'all get what I mean. Like, she's just so full of her goddamn self. And I feel like she's really childish for her age when it comes to certain things. No, I don't know her personally, but I do know her behavior, and I know the shit that we have seen for, you know, how long. I feel like, of course, when you mention her, of course you have to acknowledge her success and the things she's done for female rap. Of course. She's, I mean, when she came out, she came around a time where it just so happened to be like where it was a damn drought. It was nobody really, you know, doing a whole lot in the game. Of course, she wasn't the first female rapper in history, but she just, like I said, she came through and she did her thing. Like, she really held it down for a whole damn decade. So, of course, she gonna always get her respect for that. But when it comes to people not wanting to admit that her attitude is fucking stink and that how she behaves is really annoying, I just feel like y'all be full of it, and that y'all really got them. It's always them people that people make excuses for. I mean, they kind of like that with Beyonce too. But one thing I say about Beyonce is that I ain't never seen her exhibit no crazy, mean ass bitch behavior. Nicki, on the other hand, she just, and so I feel like she let her ego get the best of her. It's just always, everything is about her. And she's very selective on who she supports. And I can understand that, because some people, it's just kind of like they not. I mean, you don't want to support them, you don't fuck with them, you don't fuck with them. But I feel like, of course, y'all know I'm going to bring up the Cardi B thing. Like, I feel like that shit was so childish. And I feel like Nicki, as a person who's just, first of all, you older than this girl. And second of all, you know that. A lot of your shit don't even get questioned. Like, people just off the top, like, anything Nicki does, they ready to live it, breathe it, shit it, you know, they just love it. All right, they eating it up. So I just feel like, why get mad that, you know, people just get compared to you or anything? That should be flattering. You should feel like, wow, I'm really, you know, like a study guide for people. I'm really somebody who people look at and they're like, you know what? I'm gonna do some big shit just like her. And I feel like with the Cardi B thing, it was just so fucking drawn out. And at any moment, she could have easily just ignored it or never even acknowledged it. And it stemmed from dumb shit with people, you know, stirring up shit. And so I just feel like she just feed into, you know, drama and nonsense. And sometimes she just acts like a little kid. So, I don't care. There, I said it. You Nicki fans. I don't even know what the Nicki fans are called. What do they call this? Because, you know, you got the Beehive. I don't even know what the Nicki fans call themselves. But anyway, yeah, I don't care. Y'all cover me all y'all want. Sue me. Try to fight me. Do whatever the hell you want. I said it. I'm not the first to say it. And damn sure won't be the last. I think she just needs to really just, I mean, you got everything. You got it. And you get your respect. So, I mean, yeah, she definitely likes to mention that people don't respect her. And some people don't give her props or then try to cheat her out of deals and stuff like that. And I can believe that. But for the most part, baby, you are blessed. So, stop being so non-accepting of, you know, just anybody new who comes around. Like, let them do that thing, let them rock, and do not make them feel like they gotta kiss your fucking ass, because that's just not what it is. Everybody personality is not ass kissing personality, which is a good thing. You're not supposed to be, you don't owe nobody shit. If people give you your props, they give you your props, and that's just that. So yeah, that's an unpopular opinion. And you know what, since we're talking about music, another unpopular opinion I have is that a lot of the new women who are coming into rap are fucking making the newbies look bad. And I say that because, first of all, it's not, I'm not that type of person who's gonna just shut down, like, because some of these people are just so unfair and so just stupid with their opinions. Like, they'll just feel like, oh, well, anybody who new come out, they instantly like, well, she not Nicki, so screw her, F her life. Like, no, I'm not that. If you hot, you unique, you got your own style, your own flavor, you got some bars to you, you know, and all those other good things, then cool. But a lot of y'all newbies fuck it up for the new, you know, the new generation or new wave of people coming in, because all of y'all, I'm not gonna say, not all of y'all, but a great number of the ladies are really like doing this whole, I'm copying off what I see and what I hear or what I feel like other people want to hear type thing, when really that's not how you're supposed to be doing it. I feel like you're supposed to be doing what you know is you. And I don't know if that come from these labels that they get to signing with or working with or whatnot. Because I do believe that can happen too. A lot of them do tell these people how to be. And, oh, if you have to, you got to look like this and you got to do this and do that just to be, you know, accepted or fit in. I definitely believe in that. But at the same time, you have to be strong enough to and confident enough in yourself to know that, hey, I'm going to be me. You're not going to try to make me look like what's already out there, because that could, you know, potentially hurt your career too. And so I say a lot of these newbies are just really fucking it up for the and making, you know, female hip-hop look bad, because I mean, we can't have everybody looking the goddamn same. That's annoying. And then some of y'all just talking about the same old shit, or talking about, like, literally talking. Y'all not, like, really rapping. Y'all just saying, like, the most typical shit. Like, stuff that's just super relatable. So, I don't know. I mean, some people would call that an unpopular opinion, because they feel like, well, oh, you just picking on people just because they new. It ain't about you being new. It's about you having, if you can do it or not. And some of y'all are really fucking up the game, because y'all know damn well that y'all really don't give a fuck about making music, being, you know, being an artist or anything. Y'all are, you know, just appreciating the art, because music is art. Y'all just care about a bag. Okay, and if that's what you want, like, make that clear. But some of y'all, yeah, I feel like some of, you know, it's really like one of the things where you just gotta let people do that thing, because you just gotta let them see for themselves. Some of them are finding out the hard way that when it comes to performing live, y'all asses is out there looking like a deer caught in headlights. And I'm sorry, but unpopular opinion, some of y'all are just so cute, but you just fucking suck. Your music sucks, or it's just not something I can take serious. Who's a couple of people? Dream Doll. Very pretty girl, gorgeous, even like without the makeup and the weeds and stuff, she's a very pretty girl. But baby, no, the music, I just don't, I ain't feeling it. Nasal He, as Masika would call her, but not Hazel E. Baby, I ain't never heard a song from her. She do a lot of, like, internet trolling and, you know, be trying to, she recently was trying to say, see, girls copied off her song or whatever. It was a song we never heard of. I still can't even tell you the tune of it, the hum, the rhythm, none of that. Quit playing. I just, like I said, I can't respect those who are just kind of like, and it's not even because, oh, you crossing over from social media or reality TV into music. It's not even that, because everybody has seen how well Cardi B has done or whatnot. It's not even about that. It's just about, like, if you good at it. But if you not, you're fucking not. And yeah, no. Who's another one? Alexis Sky. Very pretty. Can model probably just about any damn clothing she wants to. Maybe could even do a little bit of acting, you know, with some, you know, take some classes or, you know, and stuff like that. But music, no. Mm-mm. And so that's just my opinion on, you know, those things. I don't care what nobody say. That shit is true. Another unpopular opinion I have is that y'all be playing us on the plus size women clothing. And I say y'all, I'm talking about you, you know, a lot of you boutiques, a lot of you big brand stores. Y'all be playing us. I'm not even saying that just because I fit into plus size clothing. Because even when I was thinner, like, I always felt like that too. Like, baby, every girl with big titties and thighs and hips and ass and guts don't want to be thrown into no floral prints. Okay? No, I don't. And I don't want everything to have stripes on it. And I don't want to look like I'm wearing my grandmother's kitchen curtains or anything like that. Okay? Y'all got to step it up. It's 2019. And yes, there are a lot of boutiques and, you know, nice places out there that do have some. Because I be seeing some plus size women who be, I mean, they fashion is on point. All right? But let's be clear. You got to find out about those. They not just out there. Okay? And when you do find out, of course, I just feel like, you know, it's always going to be that we got to pay more, of course. You know, shit like that. So, I just feel like, I mean, some people, they feel like that's not true. It's just all about you and this is that. No, that is true. It's very hard to come by nice looking clothes. Okay? It's very hard to. A lot of these stores, I just be looking like, y'all already know what's up. Everybody is not with, okay, well, because I'm bigger, that I just got to take whatever the fuck is going to fit me. Because I'm not that chick, all right? I like to look sexy, too. So, y'all got to step that up. Now, those are just, and I'm telling y'all, those is just a few of my unpopular opinions. I got a whole lot of them, but I had to really narrow them down because I know how I get. I could just go crazy with shit. So, you know, that's the ones I have. Y'all let me know what y'all think about those. And that's just what I said. That's just that on that. Anybody who ain't like something I said, you can sue me. You can try to whip my ass, whatever you want to do. But my opinions are my opinions. All right. Moving on to some celebrity news, you guys. It is time for celebrity news. Remy Ma is saying that she will not be attending the BET Awards this year. Despite her having a nomination for Best Female Rap. I was wondering, like, what is that about? Basically, she mentioned, like, the issues she's having with someone from, basically her parole supervision. Like, she said that the person is not her parole officer. They have nothing to do with her case or, you know, just anything. They're not assigned to her or anything, but they, you know, obviously have some type of influence on it and where they get to, you know, put their input into what she's allowed to do or not allowed to do. And basically they've been denying her, you know, her travel for work. And you know, the BET Awards is in, usually in, LA. So, you know, that's pretty unfortunate. She was just saying, like, how, you know, some of the rules for her parole was that she had curfew. Like, she said that her curfew is, you know, for the past 5 years that she's been out has been 11 p.m. and she hasn't broke that. She, you know, mentioned, like, how she follows all the rules, how she literally only has, like, 42 days left of being on parole. How she's paid all her fines and has basically just done everything that was asked of her. And y'all know recently, it's been that stupid issue going on with her and Brittany Taylor, who's also on Love & Hip Hop, where I guess Brittany Taylor has, you know, claimed that, what did she say? She said that Remy Ma had hit her, blacked her eye or whatnot. So I'm pretty sure that has definitely gotten her in some trouble too, because in the interview that Remy was doing, she did mention, like, you know, because of a certain clout chaser, that now, you know, she's been having some changes to her her rules and things too now, to where, like, now recently they changed her curfew to 8 p.m. now, and I guess, like, even some more you know, just strict rules for her. And, you know, she just feels like she's being treated, you know, with injustice, because she's a mother and she needs to work, and she can't even get her album complete or anything, can't even make it to the awards show or whatnot, because because of this. And, you know, she was just, I really like how she was just apologizing literally to everybody on her team or everybody who's ever booked business with her for the inconvenience that's been coming their way. Because, you know, these, y'all gotta think, these people clear their schedules. Like she was mentioning, like, people like her hairstylist. I think she mentioned she has a nanny. I can't even remember, but like, just basically just people who work with her day to day, month to month, you know, and who literally make sure that they have nothing but time to work for her. You know, and I feel like that was some real shit, because a lot of these celebrities, they don't even do that. They just treat them people like they don't even matter. But for her to acknowledge the fact that, you know, these people are giving her a hard time, but not only are they giving her a hard time, they making it hard for so many other people who are even attached to her. So, yeah. You know, I don't know, say some prayers for her, and, you know, just hope that, you know, things get better for her. Because, I mean, as a woman, I don't feel like that's fair. I mean, she's, you know, she knows she's not perfect, and she knows she's done some not so good things, but she's definitely paid for it. I mean, to have all those years that she's been away, and then, you know, to be on parole for as long as she's been on and everything, I just feel like they definitely, I mean, how, and then I really like how she mentioned how one of the rules of her parole is that she maintains employment, and then y'all want to go and fuck with the way she works, how she's able to stay employed. That's messed up, and it's dirty. So, it's a lot of that goes on. With being on parole and probation, she's not the only artist who's experienced that. I know Meek Mill, he definitely has always been open and outspoken about his situation and the injustice that goes on with him, and you know, things that make it hard for him to work as well. So, I mean, it's really messed up, and hopefully, you know, things start to look up for her and start to change, and for her to be so close to being off, I just feel like she just needs to keep her head up for sure and keep going. Now, Jordan Craig. Now, I did not know this girl. I did not know her last name. I just know, like, people was calling her Jordy C or whatever. I remember that. But basically, she is the mother of Tristan Thompson's other child, the little boy. Basically, she recently, now this didn't happen this month in June, this happened last month, but she won a case, you know, I guess the case, child support case she had against him or whatnot, she won it, and was awarded an increase of $40,000 a month in child support. So originally, she was getting $15,000 a month, and he also had to pay retro pay, which is being reported about $200,000. So that's a whole lot of damn money. Yeah, so, you know, she just recently got that increase, and in her deposition, she mentioned that her son was embarrassed to not be living the same lifestyle as his half-sister, True Kardashian. I'm just trying to remember how old this little boy is, because I don't know how he said that. Now, I don't know if she meant like he said that, or if she feels like he's embarrassed, or, you know, just, but come on now, this is a whole little kid. I don't think that he knows what a lifestyle is and anything like that. I mean, only thing I can say that he probably is really suffering in is maybe, like, you know, just not, you know, being able to be a child who has both parents in the same household. You know, I'll say that. But $15,000 a month for a regular, degular, smuggler girl like me and a lot of us other women out here, that's damn sure enough to make sure that your child is straight. But to each his own. She also, you know, basically was just saying that she feels like she wants her kid to have the same lifestyle as the other one, and she feels like she should be able to be to give him the same thing that his father is able to give him. And you know, when I was reading that, I was just thinking like, well, shit, damn, I guess sis is just really trying to literally keep up with the Kardashians. Like, this is just crazy to me. I mean, to each his own. Like, these basketball players, these athletes, rappers, whatever, they get a lot of money. They earn a lot of money each year, you know, crazy amounts of money, and they do need to take care of their kids. I don't care who it is, whether you rich or not, take care of your kids. But I don't know how she, I guess he probably just ain't want no drama with her. That's probably why he settled out for that much a month. But I mean, it is what it is. I can't, who am I to say that that's way too much or whatnot? Because I know when you, it's different for them. They have to have security and they got to worry about the safety of their kid a little bit more, you know, because they, you know, because of who their parents is and stuff like that. But I feel like sometimes these women just do too fucking much. Like, she's just saying, like, she'd probably be giving his ass some hell. She'd probably be giving his ass some hell. And let's not forget, you know, of course, she probably still full of anger and resentment from the way he left her. I think he left her before that baby was even born, and got with Chloe. And that, you know, that's a lot for anybody to experience. So, you know, damn well from what I just told y'all, she don't give a damn about his feelings or his pocket. So, kudos to her for just making sure that, you know, obviously she, her and her child is financially straight, but, I don't like the whole, I don't support the whole idea of, you know, scamming on a dude. Like, you know, just don't be like that, because, you know, money is not necessarily gonna buy happiness, and you really do need to think about the child at the end of the day. Now, Blac Chyna, she is clapping back at Rob, you know, because Rob, she's saying that he didn't directly reach out to her about him disagreeing with her having their child Dream in her new documentary series that she's going to be having on TV about her life. She's basically upset. She said that he, you know, basically had his lawyer send over some documents, basically, you know, forbidding that she have Dream on the, you know, involved in her project. And basically, I guess it was because, now it didn't say that it's, of course, it didn't say this in a legal document, but it's saying, I guess Rob, he feels some type of way about having Dream on a show where her mother, where her grandmother, Chyna's mother, you know, bashes his family or whatnot. And Chyna, she had a good, I can honestly say I felt her when she clapped back at him, basically saying that, you know, I feel like it's wrong to not directly reach out to me because we are parents, you know what I mean? And it should be able to, you know, things should be able to be that way. And I also felt her when she mentioned that, you know, damn, you and your family have had my child on all over Keeping Up with the Kardashians on, you know, without my consent or my, you know what I mean, you know, my approval in the past, and, you know, all in an attempt to boost it. Yeah, she threw the shade, baby. She said in an attempt to boost ratings for the show, and she just went off. It was like a classy ass read. Y'all have to go and look it up on Instagram. I'm pretty sure it's probably everywhere now. But yeah, she went off basically just saying, like, you know, that's really, the hypocrisy is crazy. And I feel like she was right about that, because y'all not finna tell no mother what to do with her child, and then y'all just get to do whatever the fuck y'all want to do with her child. That's not fair. But I do feel like they need to, I don't know, they gonna have a rough ass road, because I feel like Chyna and Rob are so different. It's gonna be rough for her. So I feel like, you know, kudos to her for standing up for herself, because at the end of the day, that is her child, you know, and y'all Kardashians are not going to just bully her into not being able to, you know what I mean? I just don't understand. I mean, this is a show about her life. So why wouldn't her child, her children be in there? So, you know, let's play fair, Rob. And you remember who you laid down with, okay? So if you feel like, oh, well, I don't want her, my child being a part of this and that, man, look, this is exactly why grown-ups shouldn't be playing them childish games. I don't even know why they asses even dealt with each other. I mean, yes, Dream is a beautiful girl, and no, her life is never a mistake or anything like that. But the bullshit is just ridiculous, and it's just a shame that kids get caught in the middle of stuff like this. So hopefully they can come up with some ways to really respect each other and just like some, you know, some certain rules or whatnot. But I guess they're going to have to do it, you know, they're going to have to do it the legal way, because obviously them two can't even talk. But the thing is that it's been said that, I guess from Rob, that he did reach out to her and that, you know, basically saying, you know, how he, you know, was not in agreement with Dream being on the show. But of course, China being China, she ignored him. You know, she left him on red. So, China, come on now. If you know he reached out to you saying something like that, you should have known what was coming next. You know how them Kardashians play. So, hey, if you was gonna disregard what he said to you, you know that was coming next. Some legal matter. So, get it together, y'all. Both of y'all need to stop with the back and forth shit. Like y'all never knew what the hell y'all was doing to begin with. But anyway. Cash Dell is being she's being bashed for basically some stuff that she said a while ago. Okay, so here's the thing. She a while ago was asked about how she felt about colorism in the community, like, or in the industry, and her response was that, you know, she felt like colorism didn't exist, and how she felt like, you know, sometimes it's almost like when she hears about it, that it's really like a thing where, you know, some women use it as an excuse, like a weak excuse, and how she feel like, you know, it just makes them look weak, and how she feels like dark-skinned women are able to prevail, you know, because look at people like Oprah and things like that. So she said that a while ago, right? Now, recently, she mentioned that she actually just, she shared her experience of, her first experience of colorism, being that, I guess somebody, she said something about somebody tried to, like, keep her from getting a beat or a song or something that she was having done, or, you know, some type of music she was working on. They tried to not release it due to how she looked or some shit. And basically, you know, just was saying, like, I just wanted to share that with y'all. And so people dragged her instead of, you know, they couldn't even support her because they felt mad about the fact, like, oh, now you want to share, you know, now you want to speak on colorism and realize that it exists once it didn't happen to you. But before it was, I don't see it, and I think that's, you know, that it's not real, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, now that you didn't experience some, you know, some injustice, like some, you know, being treated bogus or whatnot, you want to speak out on it. So, I don't know. I feel like Cash Dell, you definitely put your foot in your mouth when you said that. It's okay for her to have said that she hadn't, because she did when she was talking about it a while ago, she was basically saying she never had experienced it. Okay, there's one thing for you to say, I never experienced that, or I haven't had that experience. But it's a whole nother for you to say that it does not exist. That's when you piss people off. Why? Because you just sat up here and basically dissed a lot of people who already have experienced, you know, colorism and being made to feel like because their skin is darker, that they are just not good enough. You shitted on a lot of people when you said that it didn't exist. It's not the fact that you said, oh, I never experienced it, because, I mean, you were just saying you never experienced it. But for you to say it didn't exist, that's how you piss people off. And so, of course, yes, later down the line, now that you choose to open up and share a recent experience of it, you going through something like that, people are looking like, oh, really? What a surprise. Yeah, so I just feel like for Cash, I like Cash Dell, but I feel like she's really learning. This is probably her first experience of learning, like, just how your words, you know, you got to watch your words. And, of course, she took to Twitter and, social media just to kind of let it be known that she don't give a damn about the people trying to drag her and stuff like that. You know, like, just, you know, letting it be known, like, you know, y'all not finna break her down. She's a strong woman. But I do feel like, Cash, you not being dragged for going through something like that. Of course not. Like, a lot of us support women who, you know, have been through stuff like that, because we know that's some bogus shit. And it does exist. But people just can't get with the fact that you literally sat up there and said that it was no such, you know, you feel like it was no such thing. And now you sit up here saying, you know, that it happened to you. You know, now you sitting up here sharing the experience that just happened to you. But people were saying, you know, that's what people were trying to tell you from the get-go, was that it do exist. It do. It exists in the industry. It exists in families. A lot of families are like big on colors. People experience that in school. All types of stuff. So, Cash, you really messed up with what you said. It's not ain't nobody bashing you for sharing your experience, your recent experience. I mean, a lot of people do that, but people are still upset about what you said. You sat up here and said that shit didn't exist, and now that it didn't happen to you, now you want to speak out on it. So I just say, learn from this, Cash, and really watch what you say. Jacquees. Singer Jacquees, y'all. He is upset. Jacquees is upset, y'all. The king of R&B is upset. He is upset because he feels like he should have been nominated for, best R&B or artist or whatnot for the BET Awards. And y'all know this was going to start happening too. Anyway, you know, every year somebody get upset about a nomination or an award or something like that. I can say this about Jacquees. He has been working hard. And he has come up. He really has. And he has put out, you know, some really good songs just over the past year or whatnot. But I do feel like he still does have a long way to go. As far as, like, his performing, his stage presence and things like that, he still has some things to work on. And he doesn't really have, like, a huge catalog of music. Like, I can't say that he haven't been working this past year or whatnot, but, you know, I just feel like he still got some stuff. He still got some stuff to work on, but it's not to down him, and he shouldn't feel upset about it. Because even he was just saying, like, I guess I got to do more work or whatnot. I feel like, yeah, you do. You probably do. And you just never know what really goes into being nominated. So, I mean, Jacquees, I think this is like his reality check to let you know, like, you still, even though you feel like you're the king of R&B, you still got a lot of ways to go, and you still got some people out there who you know what I mean, you could be learning from. So, Jacquees, get out your feelings, you know, be in your feelings for a little bit, but not that long. And keep working on yourself, keep working on them vocals, and, you know, just being the best you can be. You know, that's all I gotta say about that. Basically, y'all, that's my celebrity news for today. Of course, as y'all know, you can always go on Instagram. You got what? TMZ, you got hell, YouTube, you got plenty different places you can go and get all your celebrity news from. So, yep, that's what we got for today. And we gonna hear from our sponsor real quick and we'll be right back with the show. All right, for today's ladies, what y'all think? We're talking about Cassie. Yes, Cassie and Diddy, to be exact. Oh, and Alex Fine, her, her new boo. I had to ask, you know, for today's ladies, what y'all think? Is Cassie in the wrong for dating and getting pregnant by Alex Fine, who is also Diddy's ex-trainer? He used to be Diddy's trainer. And y'all know that Cassie was with Diddy for years, you know, over a decade. What y'all think about that? Because that is a pretty messy situation. But it's just so many thoughts that, come to mind about that. Like, okay, because, let's see, first off, her and Diddy, you know, they've been together since, like, what, like, 07? But for the longest, the relationship was kind of, like, hidden and kind of denied, you know, for some years. And then, you know, they never got married. They never had kids together. And it was just, throughout the years, it was always rumors of Diddy, you know, and his infidelity, you know, dating other, like, models and all these other women and, you know, doing all this other stuff, shit, throughout their whole relationship. So they never really, to me, had, like, everybody, of course, you know, eventually knew that they were together, and he did kind of, like, later on down the line in a relationship kind of, you know, open up a little bit more to kind of, you know, showing that he was with Cassie and that, you know, they were together. But it, to me, it was never like a normal seeming relationship to me. I'll say that. I feel like how she ended up in this situation she's in now, where she's with the trainer dudes, like, everybody's wondering, like, how the hell does that happen? I feel like obviously she was fed up. Like, for things to end that way. It is messy because it's kind of like, damn, like, you end up with what is employees. That's pretty, you know, that's kind of low. But at the same time, I don't think that she planned on, I don't think she planned on no shit like that. Who would have thought? But when I think about it, it's kind of like, why wouldn't that happen? If she's with this man, she's been with him for years. And, you know, obviously with a lot of issues in the relationship, but, you know, she's been with him for years. Who exactly was she going to have time to creep around with? You know, who else besides somebody that is close to Diddy? You know, I just feel like that's how she was able to get around another man, because this man worked for him. And then, like I said, there's a lot of issues in the relationship, you know, that's kind of just made it easier for some shit to be able to go down. And, you know, maybe he was showing her a lot of attention and, you know, he probably, I don't know how that happened. I really don't know how that happened, but, I can't say, like, as far as, like, her and Diddy's relationship, that was definitely what I don't say goals when it comes to nobody's relationship, really, but they definitely had a relationship where it was like, you had never heard me saying goals. Why? Because I didn't understand what the fuck they were doing. And, you know, of course, it ain't our business, but at the same time, that is just, I don't know, that just didn't seem like the ideal relationship that, you know, people would necessarily brag about. There's no way I would want to be with somebody who kind of wanna, like, kind of hide the fact that we're together. Like, we're grown as hell, and then you are a huge freaking mogul and public figure, and, you know, I'm known, I'm a singer. Why do we have to be so
secretive about anything. And, you know, if I'm in your life for all these years, I just don't feel like he ever really put her on a pedestal like that. He probably loved and really cared about her. I don't deny that, but men have to understand that it's just, you can't have ass with no woman. You can't. And if so, and if you can, not for that long. I'm not trying to blame everything on Diddy, but I feel like, you know, love, because like I said, I feel like he loved her and still does love her, but we got to understand that love is not, that's just not enough, you know, because it's not just a word. It's not just something you say to somebody, I love you. It's a verb, it's an action, and you show that you love somebody in a million different ways. I just feel like the situation with him, he's basically another case of an egotistic, emotionally damaged, you know, rich man. And believe me, there's a lot of them out there, rich or not too, might I add. He's just like emotionally damaged. Like he's one of those men who never wants to make a decision or never wants to really commit to anything. Or if he does commit, it's like the woman is gonna, it's definitely gonna be some things that she's just not gonna get from him just because he got some issues he ain't dealt with. I just feel like, men really do forget that matters in relationships. You can love the shit out of her. You can do a lot of great things for her and, you know, all these things to keep a woman around for a long ass time. But if it's some shit that you lacking on that she been needing, best believe your position is at risk. Whether you think so or not, I don't care how big your ego is and how big your wallet is, okay? So, I mean, I know a lot of people are like, oh, she could have left at any moment, though, if the relationship was just not that good or it was just too many issues for her, overwhelming. And, yeah, yep, yeah, she could. Yep, she could have. She very well could have. I was thinking the same thing. But at the same time, women, y'all know damn well that we can be super patient. We can be super forgiving and loving and very hopeful for change when it comes to our relationships, especially, you know, them long-term relationships like theirs. Like, so don't act like y'all don't understand that. A lot of us know exactly what it feels like to, you know, just really have hope for, you know, a better future in the relationship. So y'all can't knock her for sticking around. I just gotta say that this is probably just the wake-up call that he really needed, because like I said, he got a lot going on and he been kind of doing the most really his whole damn career, whole life. Like, he's still even mourning the loss of Kim Porter. And, you know, that's his, I want to say that's the girls, the twin girls, their mom. You know, and he even admitted to regretting not ever marrying her. Like, you know, he admitted that. So I felt like when I saw that, like, it just let me know, like, he just need to do some soul searching. Like, because, you know, you didn't obviously kind of, you didn't mess up a lot of relationships with, you know, some pretty decent women, you know, like J-Lo, Kim, Cassie, you know, it's time to grow up. It's been time to grow up, because this man is, Diddy is, what, in his 40s, or maybe he already didn't hit 50 by now, but it's just time to grow up, like, for real. At some point, you have to realize that you can't ignore the things that a person you dealing with wants. I feel like when he got with Cassie, she was young, you know, and he was like directing her, managing her, producing her songs for her and stuff like that. But you know, after being together so long and, you know, y'all's relationship never really was, like, established like that, or her position, and you could just tell, like, she just, I don't know, she grew up, you know. And Cassie, I think she's hit her 30s now too, so it is what it is. Like, you when you get older, you start to want different things. Like, maybe you cool with being a girlfriend when you younger, of course, and you probably don't think nothing of being with somebody for some years, you know. That's very typical. But to be with somebody that long and then, like, your position is never really, like, a stable one, and, you know, you putting up with so many things, like I said, the infidelity, and, you know, not to mention on top of being a celebrity, that's tough, and Lord knows what else was going on behind closed doors. But like I said, she got the right to move on if she wanted to move on. If she was done with him, that's just what it is. But I do feel like, you know, to get on her case, I don't feel like she innocent, you know. I don't, because for you to be messing around with somebody who is your man's employee, that is pretty bogus. But like I said, life is unpredictable like that, and, you know, sometimes people just come in and sweep some people off their feet, especially if they given that woman or that man something that they aren't used to, or that they aren't getting from, you know, their mate. Like, y'all done seen it in movies before, and y'all done seen it in real life before too. So I don't know. That's pretty messy. But like I said, it do sound like some Jerry Springer shit for, you know, you to end up getting with your man's trainer and just taking off with him. But I feel like I said, that's why I say I feel like she was fed up, because for you to, you know, for some shit like that to go down, it just lets you know that something built her up to that led her to that. You know, because, yeah, she could have gotten with anybody, but I don't know. You just never know. Like, you don't underestimate the power of people just really being fed up, because I feel like, you know, whether she had ended up with his trainer or not, she would have ended up with somebody, because she definitely, you know, obviously wasn't trying to turn back and you know, look back and go back to Diddy. So I don't know, I just feel like they obviously both hurt each other, so it's just time to move on and get whatever happiness that her that she's been wanting, and Diddy the same for him too. I know a lot of men, oh my god, like, they opinions on this has been, it's really annoying. You know how they get sometimes? They can be very one-sided and very, like, full of excuses and always trying to bash us for, you know, for just doing us, you know, or pulling them on them, I guess. So a lot of men were, I seen their comments on that, and they were just saying, like, how they feel like she bogus and she dirty, and she didn't have to do him like that. But like I said, you never know what that man did to that girl, especially for her. I just don't feel like stuff like that always just happen out of the blue. I just don't, especially not with their situation. Like I said, their relationship was never really even, that shit was not like a normal relationship. So she probably just got tired of that, and ain't nobody trying to be your girlfriend for life, and then you got all this extra shit going on, and I never get treated as it. I mean, I get treated like, okay, I'm somebody to you, but not like a person with literally, like, a fucking, like, stake, or, you know, super firm position in your life. And that, I think that was pretty messed up, and you don't just keep somebody hanging on like that for years. I feel like why she stuck around, of course, because she, you know, she had high hopes, you know. And everybody stick around, everybody has stuck around, if not everybody, the majority of women have stuck around before just because of, you know, hopes, high hopes in, you know, for potential in a man. So, Cassie, Like I said, her ending up with that man, Alex, it is like a damn situation, because that's a slap to the face. But so I'm not condoning cheating, because I don't know if she waited to get with him, you know, or if she started messing with him while she was still with Diddy. Either way, no, I do not condone cheating and snooping around, messing around. I do not. Two wrongs don't make a right. I don't care if she was getting cheated on or not. Of course, you never want to become, you know, the person that hurt you. I'll say that. But I don't blame her for feeling like, you know what, I'm just ready to move on from this person that I just, you know, been in in limbo with for years, and I just wanna do me. So I mean, she wasn't wrong for moving on. I think the way she did it, of course, was not necessarily right, and who she ended up with was kind of like damn too. But hey, I mean, y'all, both of them, they'll live. And for you men and women out there, I hope y'all have read about this situation or paid some type of attention to it, because y'all can really learn a lot from it. Like, honestly, you can really learn a lot from a situation like that, just looking from the outside in, because, like I said, men, y'all take things for granted a lot. Women, we do too, but this is definitely a situation where I feel like the man definitely took the woman for granted, and he felt like, you know, because some of y'all just feel like y'all own somebody. And I'd like to, you know, I don't feel like you can ever really own a person. So that's why it's just important to never get it twisted. Like, don't take things for granted. And then, like I said, that just also made me think, like, that when it comes to, like, these unhealthy relationships, man, we got to start thinking that shit is just going to ride, because it's just not. I do feel like that's an unhealthy relationship for anybody to be in a relationship where, you know, everything got to be so fucking hidden and secretive. And like I said, it's a difference, because it's a difference. It's like, some things, yes, it's going to be private because it's y'all relationship and y'all need some privacy. But I'm talking about that secret hidden shit where it's like y'all can't even acknowledge the fact that y'all together. Like, I never really understood that. I'm not trying to be with nobody who I can't even say that I'm fucking with. And that's how them issues start to rise, because it's like, damn, you don't ever start to think, like, why is it such a big deal about people knowing we together? Or you don't think that the other person might end up feeling like that too? I just feel like that's an unhealthy relationship, because it's like, at some point, that's going to turn into an issue. If it ain't an issue in the beginning, best believe somewhere later down the line, like, feelings change. Just like people change, feelings change. And so something that a person might have been cool with in the beginning, later down the line, they might change their mind, and or they might feel a different way about it. So I just feel like y'all can learn a lot from that. Women, I hope y'all learn from that do not just keep hanging on for too long. You know, don't hang on for too long, because I feel like with the other another reason why that happened like that, because now people are looking like, dang, she was with him for all them years and she ain't never had no baby with him, now all of a sudden she pregnant by this man and this is that. I feel like she is really in a state, she at that stage where she like, I don't give a fuck about what no I finally don't give a fuck about what nobody says or thinks. Like, I'm finally really being free and being me and just literally doing what the hell it is that I want, and I don't care if people think it's crazy. So I feel like that's exactly how that happened. She got with that man and she didn't let loose. Why? Because he probably, like I said, I feel like he has shown her some things that Diddy, a man that she was with for, you know, years, was never able to give and show her. And please do not make this about a money situation either, because like I said, money is not everything and it does not guarantee happiness. So, I mean, you know, and I seen their little posts and stuff on Instagram, their little lovey-dovey stuff. It don't really seem like it's like no publicity stunt. It don't seem like he fraud or she, you know, she's not really into him like that. He seems like he's a really loving man and that he really wants to just love her and take care of her and love on their child together. So I feel like they gonna be just fine. So Diddy, I hope you just fine too. I hope your ass ain't crying somewhere in the corner, because that's just what it is. You need to go ahead, suck it up, and just chop that up and understand that sometimes, you know, you do, you know, mess up a good thing, or you do lose out on stuff by being too undecided, you know, as far as what it is that you want and if you really want to share your world with a person. Like, I just feel like he kind of like one of the men who probably was so difficult to really deal with, because he kind of like closed off and y'all secretive and don't want you doing certain shit, and you know, just kind of putting her on hold. That's a whole woman you dealing with there. Ladies, don't ever be afraid of staying true to what it is that you want and making that clear in a relationship. And if the man is ignoring that, I'm not saying go ahead and sleep with his friend or his personal trainer, but I do feel like you should. I mean, if it's time, only you are going to know when it's time to go. And obviously, sis knew that her time was coming up. So let's not necessarily knock her for just trying to find her happiness. And it, like I said, it seemed like she doing just fine. So y'all got to let me know what y'all think about that. Because like I said, there's a lot of people who are saying like she trifling, she bogus. And then you got a lot of people who are saying, like, you know, that's karma. That's what the fuck he gets, as in Diddy. And that, you know, she cold or she petty. But I didn't feel like she's petty. I don't feel like that was a situation. I can't imagine her sitting up there being like, okay, yeah, I'm literally about to just hurt this man on purpose, so cold, like by getting with somebody who works with him or something like that. I don't feel like she planned no shit like that out. I think it's something like that just happened. Like, she started, you know, feeling dude, and then decided, you know what, let's see where this goes. And then on top of that, she probably was already in the midst of breaking up with Diddy. And I did see some reports where they were saying like her and Diddy had been broken up. So I mean, in that case, it's like, shit, this what it is. You got to chop that up. Don't underestimate, you know, no fed up woman. Do not. And ain't nobody finna keep begging y'all to do some of the things that we would like for y'all to do. And it's not always that we trying to bug y'all or control y'all. But if a woman is telling you what she likes and what she wants out of life, especially out of life with you, to be exact, then you should be paying attention. And you should not be thinking that, oh, okay, well, maybe 2 years down the line, yeah. Maybe 3 years down the line, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and propose. Y'all better stop thinking this way. Y'all better wake up. So, ladies, y'all let me know what y'all think about that topic there, because that is a pretty deep one, and that is something that should make you go, you guys can always give me your responses, your thoughts, to anything that I talk about on the podcast, right on Facebook, on the Facebook page, for this podcast. It is Girls Love Talk. Look, I almost forgot what the Facebook page was. But it is Girls Love Talk Podcast on Facebook. Yes, you guys go ahead and check it out. Please make sure that you are liking the posts, share them. Tell other people to go and listen to this podcast. Let them know that they can listen on Spotify, that they can listen on Breaker and Google Podcasts. Like, it's just way too many ways to listen, and it's free. It's free 99, okay? It does not cost a thing. Like I said, y'all go ahead and let me know what y'all think about this segment of Ladies, What Y'all Think. Moving right into what's up 414 today, I want to say happy Juneteenth Day. If you don't know what Juneteenth is, shame on you, especially if you are African American, okay? But let me put you up on it if you don't know what Juneteenth is. Juneteenth is basically one of the oldest, known celebration days. of where we basically celebrate the ending of slavery in the United States, okay? So y'all should definitely be out celebrating and check out whatever your city has going on, because there's always something going on Juneteenth Day. It's usually a big parade. I know here in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, we always kick it off with the parade, and that is still going on despite the rainy morning that we are having right now. The parade is going to kick off on Dr. Martin Luther King Drive between Center and Burleigh, as usual. It's going to kick off around 9 a.m. And that's going to be going on till 5:30 p.m. The Juneteenth Day Festival is a big deal, and we should be out there celebrating if we are able to, because it's just very important. I mean, we celebrate all these other holidays. So please, let's just show some importance to it. Show some love. Make some posts on social media about it. Just show y'all support for, just our culture, for real. We definitely need it. But I can say here in the city, you got some musical performances that's going to be going on, of course. There's always lots of vendors down there, from food vendors all the way down to, I like when I see, like, the clothing vendors, like, they'll have, like, the African cloths and, it's just all types of things to see. You also have tons of community organizations who are down there with all these resources and information that they're always willing to give out. So that's going to be really nice. And that is going on today, on Juneteenth Day. Also, this Saturday, you got the Trap and Paint session. Now, this is something I have been hearing about from a lot of people, and I actually really would like to go to, too. This is a public event. It's going to be going on this Saturday from 7:30 p.m. to 11 p.m. It's a public event, and it's held by Vibes Creative Arts Space at 3536 West Fond du Lac Avenue. And basically, you get to experience some good vibes with some trap music. They got painting, they got drinks. You have to purchase your tickets online at Eventbrite early, because they do have everything included in your tickets. So everything like your paint materials, the instructions, and even your first drink is going to be included in your ticket. So make sure that y'all, if y'all are interested in that y'all, follow the steps necessary. Go ahead and get y'all some tickets, because that sounds fun as hell. That really does. Like, I've been painting before, but to go to a paint session where it's like a bunch of people and it's like trap music playing, and y'all got y'all little drinks flowing and stuff, so that's gonna be I know that's gonna be fun, okay? Also, I might I add, you do have to be 18 and up to it attend. Don't get offended, y'all, but yeah, you gotta be 18 and up to attend. I'm surprised it's 18 and up, because I mean, it is gonna be drinking, but I'm pretty sure they know to they ain't gonna let the 18-year-olds drink. Also, this Saturday, It's going to be the 6th annual Milwaukee Taco Fest, and that's going on at the Henry W. Meyer Festival Park, where they have Summerfest, that if y'all ever been. That's going on from 12 noon all the way until 5 p.m. The general admission is, of course, $15. It's always $15 when it's down there at Summerfest grounds. Y'all know that. Them tickets don't be cheap. And then for something like that, I just feel like it's going to be a whole lot. I've never been to Taco Fest, but that shit sounds fun. I love tacos. So, if y'all love tacos too, I think y'all should definitely go. It's going to be a lot of Milwaukee's finest taco vendors. It's going to be tons of entertainment, of course, because y'all know Summerfest grounds is huge. They did, I think this is so funny too, they had a VIP. So they had VIP tickets that they were selling for this. This is how serious this is. And the VIP is sold out. VIP was basically, you get the unlimited tacos. You get unlimited tacos. And you got to enter the festival 1 hour early, earlier than everybody else. So that was going for, those tickets were going for $40. So that just lets you know just how fun that event has to be. I think I would have wanted the VIP ticket too. Unlimited tacos and you get to enter earlier than everybody else. Like, come on now. You also get for the kids. If you want to bring the kids, you can. If they're under 3, it's going to be free. If your kid is anywhere between ages 3 to 12, it's $7.50. So that's just another fun thing to be able to get out to and do. That, along with the Juneteenth Day Festival, which is going on today, are definitely two things that you can do that I like, that you can bring kids along with. You can bring anybody along with. It's not like a thing where you gotta go ahead and get rid of the kids, or you gotta find a babysitter or anything like that. Y'all know it's gonna be so many things going on this summer, because I mean it's summer is here. So expect to see a lot of events going on in y'all cities. And of course, just be paying attention to that. Y'all can always go on Facebook and go to the events tab to find out what's going on in your city, even in surrounding cities, and shoot, other states probably too. Events that's going on ahead of time, or this weekend, or on the whatever day it is that you are looking. So it's always things to do. Please do not be that person who is always complaining that it ain't nothing going on in your city. I do want to add in there, since we're talking about Milwaukee, since we're talking about my city, I do want to add in there my condolences and deepest sympathy to the fallen officer yesterday, Cole Herr. He died in a car crash. He was killed by a drunk driver at around 1:35 a.m. That was on 60th and Capitol. If you're from Milwaukee, you know how busy that intersection is, and you know just how crazy people drive up and down Capitol and pretty much everywhere here in the city. This officer, he was only 27, 2 years veteran in his department. He died because the driver was drunk and irresponsible, driving through a red light. Driver sped through a red light, and that is so common here in our city. That is really sad. Like, people just, I don't understand. Like, why do y'all want to drive like that? And I also blame it on our laws here too, because apparently, whoever the man was, he kept going. 35 years old, kept going. Thank God they caught up to him, or found out, how to find him. And so, he's gonna have to deal with what he's done. But it's just really sad, because I did see how they were kind of listing, all the offenses he's had. This is definitely not his first, he got so many things on his record, related to drinking and driving. And so it's just really a shame that a life was lost. I feel so bad for the family. And it's so crazy how small the world is, because I actually found out that this officer, you know, he is related to one of my supervisors at my job that I work at now. So, you know, my condolences does go out to the family. And that feeling is definitely a feeling that nobody wants to feel. So it's just really a shame. And what's even worse is that, so this happened yesterday. Now, that happened with him earlier that morning, 1:35 a.m. And then later that day, maybe around between 3 and 4 p.m., a multiple vehicle crash happened at that same exact scene, right over there on 60th and Capitol. So you tell me, just how crazy, people are out here, like the speeding and the driving, the reckless driving, carefree. It's just something has got to be done about it. And then, like I said, the rules on the drinking and driving and how you can get all these different offenses and stuff is really messed up. So I do want to say my condolences and my deepest sympathy goes out to that family, because nobody should have to go through something like that. And also, that officer was such a, he's so young, 27 years old, and it's just messed up. And I also wanted to send my sympathy out to the family of the 5-year-old boy who lost his life yesterday due to basically accidentally shooting himself. This happened on 45th and Concordia. And I just feel really bad about that too. Like, it's always really sad when a kid dies. And I'll be honest, when I first heard about it, I didn't know the full story. I thought that, and this is how you know just how bad it is in our city. And I know it's like this in other cities too, unfortunately. This is how bad you know it is. Is I automatically assumed that he died from being, you know, from random gunshot, bullets, you know, flying outside or something, because that has happened so many times. So I didn't even know until later that, you know, it was actually due to him, you know, getting a hold of a gun in the household, which also brings awareness to another huge issue that people are really not taking serious, and it really pisses me off. And like I said, I'm not trying to judge, I'm not trying to act like I know everything, but I just really think it's a shame that not that a gun is in the household, because I understand just how important it is that, you know, to have, you know, protection with this crazy world that we live in. But damn it, if you have a child in your home, please never have a gun just, you know, easy to access like that. I just don't understand that. And I just feel like I'm tired of hearing stories like that. So again, but my sympathy does go out to that family, because I know that, you know, so many are hurt behind that, including the young boy's mother, who was asleep when it happened. But you guys, we have to be more careful, and we have to be cautious of, you know, the weapons that we have in our household and how we treat them. I mean, no, you know, something like that should never be out in the open for a kid to access. And, you know, like I said, it's never any judgment. It's just, you know, literally, it's just been way too many situations where this has happened. So it's just really upsetting to hear that it keeps happening, especially, you know, like I said, again, with the fallen officer, too. These drunk drivers, we gotta, you know, really, I feel like the state of Wisconsin really has to go harder on them. It really does. And I definitely do something about these reckless drivers out here, because it's just gotten, you know, way too bad. So, you know, I just had to add those in there, because, like I said, this is What's Up 414, and we do talk about what's going on around the city, and I did just want to show my respect, all right? Ladies, that pretty much wraps up this episode of Girls Love Talk Podcast with your host, Taylor Marie. I want to thank y'all, as always, again, I'm going to always thank y'all for tuning in and just listening to this podcast. Like I said, it's only going to get better. It's only going to keep growing. And the more support I get, y'all just don't know what that does, because, again, I'm a one-woman army. I do this all on my own. I do not have a co-host. You know, I don't have a group of people that I work with. So for me to be able to, you know, do this every week or as much as possible, it really makes me feel good. And, of course, hearing feedback from y'all makes me feel good, too, and keeps me motivated. And like I said, I do want to interact more with my listeners. So make sure that y'all are checking out the Facebook page for Girls Love Talk Podcast, and that you are telling others about it. You know, like I said, I appreciate, you know, any little responses I get, anything like that. Just go and show us some love and some support. Share the posts when you see them. I do plan on making like a Instagram page for it too, because I understand everybody is not on Facebook. But yes, please do not ignore the fact that it is on several different platforms for you to listen to, and that, of course, it is free 99. It is free 99 to listen to this podcast, okay? And so, and I try to remind y'all that, of that, because for real, it's so many podcasters out here, and you know, a lot of people wasn't even really, you know, listening to podcasts at first, but I think people are now, just now, starting to understand, you know, what it is, what they are, for one, and then for two, just understanding that it's really some great stuff that y'all out here missing out on listening to. And you know, I listen to podcasts all the time at work, even, like, you know, I can remember when I first got an iPad. When I first got an iPod, I would listen to podcasts. You know, it was a little radio station. So make sure that y'all are supporting, and that you guys continue telling others about it. And again, thank you for listening in. This is your host, Taylor Marie. And y'all know I will be back again, giving y'all episode after episode. Thank y'all. And until next time.